Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
And I sit back in the light, being my memory. Some photographs, a letter, and a card you mailed to me. Every image brings a smile. It's been a long, long time. All except your blue valentine. Who knows where love begins and how long it can endure? We only know sometimes it's magic, bitter, sweet, or pure. I always knew love was true, that your love was mine, until I got your blue valentine.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, down here to celebrate your Valentine's. Whether it's a red Valentine's kind of a day for you or a blue Valentine's kind of a day for you, we've got it all for you here today on the program. We've got some love songs with a twist. We've got some other stuff, too. And, of course, we will remember the late, great Willie P. Bennett, who died on February 15th in 2008, I believe it was. And we'll play a bunch of Willie and stuff coming up a little bit later on in the program. Hopefully you'll stick around for that. And hopefully you will chip in, do your part. Tell us you're out there. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook. I'm on the Twitter at Jeff Robson with a J. Lots of ways to reach out and touch somebody, And we love to hear from you, whether you got requests or whether you have feedback on the show, positive or negative. The best way to do it is to give me a call. Let me know. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. That's just, how it should be. All right. I do want to start off with a little bit of new music, though, today. And there's a record that I just kind of discovered by accident. And it's kind of rocking my world. I think it's pretty outstanding stuff. And hopefully you will agree as well. I can't really find too much information on this artist so far. But I haven't really looked that hard. So, you know, let's not call Scotland Yard just yet. But discovered on this, I have the subscription to the e-music. Do you subscribe to the e-music? It's an interesting thing. Sometimes it's wonderful. There's tons of stuff that you can find, and other times it's just it's like pulling teeth finding something you want to download each month. And so sometimes I just kind of click on album covers that look kind of interesting, and if it's kind of interesting, I'll download it. And every once in a while, I click on something that looks kind of interesting, and it turns out to be, well, really interesting. And such is the case with this one. It's so good. I could play you any track off of this record, and I think you'd love it. But here, let's start off with this one, and then see where we go from there. All right. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM, and this is a song from the self-titled record by a lady named Dori Freeman.
Well, the boss man said you better get up cold, way down in the belly of the earth below. Get it up quick and get it up strong, 'cause the walls of the mind don't hold that long. Said I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said I work all night, I work all day, 'cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the young little mama, she stands at home with a big fat baby on her old hip bone. Four little youngins just a-running around, and their daddy's laying 6 feet underground. I said I work all night, work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said I work all night, I work all day, 'cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the warden said, you better pick up speed, you better break those rocks till your knuckles bleed. Swing of that pick, bend your knees, you got 29 years till your chains are free. I said I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said I work all night, I work all day, 'cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, a young little mama, she's a-walking home from a 12-hour day at the factory dome. Hands in her pocket and a knife in one, 'cause every cat caller's trying to have his fun. Said I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said I work all night, I work all day, 'cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the farmer said, you better get up, hey, you better break your back and earn your pay. $2 cold in my empty hand and 5 in the pocket of the white young man. I said, I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said, I work all night, I work all day, 'cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody, ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody, ain't nobody gonna pave my way. You say you can't save me, but I never asked you to. Can't you just believe that I only wanted to lie there with you? And now I'm telling to breathe, and I need no reminder thinking of you like a dog in the hot night. I'm howling for you, and I know it'll leave me blue, but I'm still in love with you. You say you can't save me, but I don't want you to. I'll be damned if I need any man to come to my rescue. Just come a little closer and rest your weary hands. That wall that you've been building, well, it's standing in the sand. Darling, I can't stop thinking of. La última vez.
Hi, this is Lissy, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Brand new music there from Earl Pal Lissy. That's from her brand new record, My Wild West. Just came out the other day. She moved. She bought a farm. Where's West? It's like Iowa. Is that West? I don't know. Somewhere some big farm in one of those rural states. You know, sometimes we make fun of Americans for not knowing a thing about Canada, and then you ask somebody to find Iowa on a map, and in Canada, ask a Canadian to find Iowa on a map, and you're in trouble. I know North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Minneapolis isn't a state. Texas, that's an easy one. Florida, that's an easy one. That's about it. So, you know, there's the extent of my U.S. geography knowledge, in case you were wondering, you know. Let's see there. Don't you give up on me. I don't know. I was tempted to give up on her, and I don't know. I guess in a way I still am. You ever feel like a record just has, like, a hit song thrown on there just because somebody listened to it and went, there's no hits on here. You got to have a hit. And then they've stuck on a song. That's kind of way that song feels like on that record. I mean, I haven't listened to it all in depth, but that's the only one that stands out is, you know, upbeat hit material there from Lissy. It's a good one, though. I really like it. There's a good video, too. We heard Carrie Rodriguez in there. She's got a brand new record coming out. It's a bilingual record. It's called Lola. And we heard La Última Vez. How do you like my Spanish? You like that? I worked on that. No, I didn't. And a couple from the self-titled record from a lady named Dori Freeman. Oh, it's just a beautiful, beautiful record. Wonderful stuff. We heard You Say and Ain't Nobody. And I'm telling you, you could play any track off that record and it would be beautiful. And at some point, we probably will play every track off that record because it's a pretty great thing. So you know, tune in for more of that. Hey, I can finally, oh my God, I can finally play this for you, I think. You know, I haven't officially got the word, but if I get a media copy, that usually signifies that what's the phrase I'm looking for? The pigs are out of the pan, or the, you know, when something gets loose, that phrase. Well, that's what I feel like is happening here. I got a media copy, so without explicit permission or explicit instructions not to, I'm going to play you one, maybe two, maybe even the whole damn thing. Oh, I love it so much. Brand new record coming out very, very soon. It's from our old pal Corin Raymond from the album Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. Here's one that you might have heard before, co-written with a guy who's coming with Corin to the Westin Cultural Center in April. April 7th, is that it? No, it's not April 7th. It's April the something or other. It's in April, isn't it? Or is it March? You tune into this show for all the factual. April 7th. Yeah. Is that right? I haven't put it on the calendar yet. How's that possible? April 7th. But wait a second. Oh, that's March. That's what. Okay. Okay. Oh boy, here's the song.
Done 200,000 white lines. hit the road. Like a snake round the shoulders of God. Christ on his hilltop, the cop at the truck stop, both only doing their job. You got a double cross to bear, now you've lost the last friend you had to lose. He's in the ambulance, you're in the cruiser with a fatal case of the sucker punch blues. You took the wrong way. You took the wrong.
He's a pension check gambler. He's a park bench instructor. He's a breadcrumb handler and a pigeon conductor. He's an old ashtray miner, a half a lung hacker. A life's been unkinder and a penny roll stacker. Chuck. He's a liquor store strummer. He's a half a block howler. He's the sound of my summer. He's a dead flowers growler. He's a sidewalk street singer, a Baldwin Spadina, old resonator slinger, and a drunken John Priner. Dolores. Dolores. She's a stray cat collector. She's a landlord's dilemma. She's a mangy menagerie marigold mama. She's a plastic flower bite basket Eden's glider rider, a long Lola loiter, and a Pall Mall provider.
I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June. Where roses are blooming red as wine. But there are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon. And they might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine.
I think you should come with me. come with me right now. And let's float in the air over Kensington Market. We can take your car there, but there's no place to park it. Up here with the pigeons, whom gravity pardons, we can see all the green bins and sidewalks and gardens. Yeah, we can look, and there's Chuck singing Muhlenberg County. And he's already tucked away two old Milwaukees. And just two streets over from Spadina and Baldwin, there's Luther sitting under the bronze of Al Waxman. Yeah, and there goes Dolores on her way down to Lola to lounge in a chorus of lit-up low rollers. She gives Chuck a smoke. He gives her a song. Luther's still broke, but he shuffles along. And she hands him one too, because she can afford it. And the twilight falls blue on their cherry tip auras. And it's plain to see now that the darkness is growing, that you're not down and out when you're down and out going.
I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June, where roses are blooming red as wine. But there are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine.
Hey, this is Alex Deason from the Damwells. This is Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
We met in college on the very first day. His eager hello, my shrug and a hey. I could kind of play guitar, and he could slay on the bass. We wrote stupid songs about physics and hair, round little parts shoved into squares. I bullied and beat him into a friendship that's lasted about, oh say, 20 years, with more comedy and tragedy than good old Shakespeare. He was the selfless one driving the van through the night. And I was the self-centered one, picking my nose in all of the fights. We had some good times on those trips we made, even the one plane ride we didn't want to take. And I can't stop thinking about all that I should have done before leading my best friend into the hands of Hazelden. Started a band, more like Tom Petty, way less like Can. Though we tried to keep it weird, but kept coming back to into the great wide open. He got a job working for some jazz guy. I thought it was lame, though I didn't know why. Probably 'cause I was afraid he found something better than me in a band to waste his time. I thought maybe a record deal would prove that I was right. He was the patient one driving the van through the night. And I was the self-centered one cheating on girlfriends and telling the lies. We had some good times on those trips we made, even the one plane ride we didn't want to take. Stop thinking about all that I should have done.
to a time or day and relive a moment before it fades. I would stand there in the middle of the road in the snow falling on Montgomery Place, where we held at our hands like we were floating in outer space. He was a selfless one driving the van through the night.
Yes, cover of that old singer-songwriter classic, Mad About You by Belinda Carlisle. You just don't hear enough Belinda Carlisle on this show, do you? Well, that's about to change. That's from Alex Deason. He's got a new EP. If you pledge to his pledge campaign thing, you could have bought a copy of the After the Go-Go's EP. And you knew I would. Why it exists or why I did, I don't know. But it's kind of, it's, you know, it's kind of neat. I like it. And from the finally released self-titled solo release from Alex Deason, we heard Into the Hands of Hazelden, which is out now. And quite an interesting record. You'll like it. You should look it up and purchase a copy, you know. You'll probably be glad you did. Before that, we heard a couple from Corin Raymond from his new album, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment from him. We heard a song called Morning Glories about strolling through Kensington Market in Toronto, where he used to live. And The Law and the Lonesome, co-written with Jonathan Bird, who will be here along with Corin Raymond on April 7th at the West End Culture Center. Now, my friends, let's talk seriously, heart to heart here. You know, sometimes when I tell you a show is going to be amazing, you know, I think it's going to be good, and I hope you'll come, and I hope you'll like it. This one is not one of those. I know this is, like, if there's a better show this year, I don't know. I'm like, this is show of the year, and it hasn't even happened yet. That's how great this thing is going to be, okay? April 7th, Corin Raymond, along with Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. You wouldn't want to miss that, would you? I know I don't. It's coming up. You know, speaking of shows, I finally burst the bubble. I finally went out to see a show yesterday, first time this year, and God almighty, am I glad I got off my butt and went out. It was also my first time going to Festival de Voyageur to check out music. I've thought about it every year, but I never actually went. I guess I was kind of scared. I heard all these stories about waiting in line outside for 5 hours and all these stupid things. And I don't know whether it was because it was so ridiculously cold or what, but there was no lineups of any kind. It was just a great, great day. Got there in time to see William Prince do a set. That was pretty great. Also saw Sweet Alibi do an amazing set. And then capping it all off, oh boy, Del Barber and his band, The Profiteers, just... Well, they took it to a new place last night. You know, I'm biased. I love the boy and everything he does. But, you know, some shows have been better than other shows. There's no doubt about that. But this one, like, it may have been the best Del Barber show I've ever seen. Certainly right up there. It was just perfect. Just perfect. And one of the things that made it so amazing was the addition of Damon Mitchell on guitar. Like, I don't know why this has never happened before. These stars have never collided. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the guitar players that Del has had before. You know, Luke Enns and Ariel Posen and Joey Landreth and Grant Siemens. All fantastic guitar players. But, you know, my personal favorite Winnipeg guitarist by far happens to be Damon Mitchell. And he just happened to be playing with Del last night. And it was absolutely outstanding. So that right there put it, you know, pretty far in the lead for Del Barber shows. Of course, Bill Western was there. And that's always great. But the other thing that made it so amazing, oh, my God. Oh, so good. These great covers. Like Del, you know, every once in a while will pull out this cool cover that just blows me away. Something that I, you know, would never think of. And last night was no exception. Played these songs right here. It was so good. I wish he'd been there. Were you there?
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool to stay at home having fun. Can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. That mistake I'm making by just hanging round.
Hanging round.
I know that I should have some fun and paint the town.
Paint the town.
I love sick.
Station wagon car, the skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. And it's stinking to high heaven.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol, and I was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place, when just as I was leaving, well, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up our TV, threw our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own.
Is Mr. Barber from his latest record, Prairieography. That's Living With a Long Way to Go. Before that, we heard John Prine. I know that old Dell is a bit of a John Prine freak, and good for him, because, you know, if you're going to learn how to write songs, you better study John Prine. We heard Spanish Pipe Dream in there. Loudon Wainwright III from his album 3, we heard Dead Skunk. Man, I hadn't heard that one in a long time, and then he played it last night. Oh, my God. So good. And a classic from Don Gibson, Oh Lonesome Me. So good. And Del, you know, we were talking last night. He said, one of these days I'm going to come on your show and complain about the music business. You know, I'm going to call this bluff and I'm going to say, all right, then get down here. Let's do it. Come on. He always gets my hopes up and just lets me dangle there. But you know, now that we've said it on air, let's do it. Adele, he's one of those guys who's getting kind of a bit of the runaround from the music industry. You know, the music industry is it's pretty messed up. Like it's not just pretty messed up. It's a disaster. Anybody who wants to get into the music industry is asking for a world of hurt. That's all I gotta say. But once you get in and you're doing what you love, you gotta accept the love where you can get it. And if the industry isn't giving you the love, if the industry is telling you somehow that you're not good enough, or you know something about you needs to change, then the music industry can just bugger off, because there are so many people out there that love Del Barber. Everyone I run across who's seen a Del Barber show, and I talk to people far and wide who have seen a Del Barber show or picked up a Del Barber CD, they're universally adored. Okay, so all you have to do, if you're Del Barber or any other musician, if someone in the industry is telling you that, you know, you're not good enough, well, BS, because we love Del Barber exactly the way he is. We all want him to succeed, no doubt, but we're not about to let him sell his soul to do it. So Del Barber, keep doing what you're doing. We love it. We're going to keep supporting you and doing everything we can to help you out here, now, and forever. All right? So just keep your chin up there, buddy. We love you. Speaking of love, we're going to come back and spread some love. It's Valentine's Day after a couple of these.